Outkast has made quite an impression in its 20-year career. This month, the rap duo will finish a tour they've been calling a thank you to their fans. Last weekend, they played their hometown of Atlanta for 3 nights. NPR's Franny Kelly was there and says the shows had a bittersweet quality to them. Fans see them as a goodbye, their last chance to see one of the most respected and most well-loved rap groups of all time.
Outkast represents Atlanta. 20 years ago, when Big Boi and Andre 3000 were teenagers, they and the circle of musicians in which they moved made a conscious decision to, as Andre says, put the city on their backs.
The best way to represent the places where you're from is be yourself completely and just say, I'm from this place.
Like this East Point and we're gone. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat, coming up slamming.
Andre and Big Boi say, I'm from this place often in their songs. They also retain their drawls and situate their stories at the intersections of their neighborhoods. And they were able to be themselves because in the early 90s, Atlanta was not a factor in hip-hop, then dominated by the coast.
Because we didn't grow up in New York, because we didn't grow up on the West Coast, we had time to soak both of those things in. And because no one expected anything from the South except, you know, maybe fast Buddha Shake club music. So the door was wide open, so we had an open palette. And one thing I can say about Atlanta is you can do anything from Atlanta.
Atlanta is a typical Southern town at its core.
Killer Mike is an Atlanta rapper, businessman, and colleague of Outkast. He describes their city this way.
We like our church on Sundays. We like our wine and our sinning on Saturdays. But there's this whole other culture of high art and avant-garde thinking here that meshes with that. And Outkast, better than any other group, gave the world that. They implanted the seed that these two things can coexist.
The only thing we ride and dirty is the UGKCB. Taco Berry, so may we be on our merry way, because you just ain't gonna find no yay. Play, I got a tough team of attorneys. Make a death lean like a zip and circuit. They play Dutch it. You can't touch me. Verdict, be not guilty. Search back.
I'm just a wild and crazy guy, you know what I'm saying?
And that's Big Boi. When I spoke to him 4 years ago, I asked what separates Outkast from their peers.
Everything is just so playful, like a lot of songs don't have any meaning to them. Everything is like telling a joke.
I'll be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I'll be on that, straight up on that,
Are we going to be comedians or are we going to be MCs? Are we going to be life changers?
They decided to be life changers. And the musical collective behind them, called the Dungeon Family, was as committed to pushing forward. Mr. DJ, who was in fact Outkast's first DJ when they were all teenagers, later helped make some of their biggest hits. But his favorite is a song called The Art of Storytelling, Part 2.
Yeah.
That song symbolizes so much. We were speaking as if the world was coming to an end. And so the story is Big is on his way from Fayetteville, and he's noticing that the sky's getting dark and Mother Earth is tossing and turning from all the years of us mistreating her and doing her bad.
Outkast writes about subjects ambitious and down home. Bettina Love grew up in upstate New York, but she says tiny details in the songs made them familiar even to her outside the perimeter.
There's some things that they're saying that you have no clue of as a northern kid, but you know that experience. So this fish and grits and, you know, all of these things that I've heard my grandmother say, I've heard my mother say, and my father say. You know, we talk about the black migration. Many of our parents came from the South, migrated to the North, so they still told these stories.
Everybody say, hold your hands in the air.
Some people don't have a taste for the slang and the specificity and the occasional lewd aside. But Bettina Love, who today lives and teaches in Atlanta, says if you can hear what's happening in the music, it becomes more difficult to accept the prevailing stereotypes of people who make rap.
Hip-hop is the quintessential example of the genius of urban youth. If you can start from a place of brilliance with kids, you won't gun them down in the street. So we have to start understanding how brilliant urban kids are. They're misunderstood. People have so many misconceptions about urban kids, black kids in general.
And other people's misconceptions can make you doubt yourself. Outkast has been an antidote for that, says DJ Drama, creator of the Southern rap mixtapes, Gangsta Grillz.
Outkast made a lot of people comfortable to be able to, you know, be in their own skin and be proud to be from Atlanta or proud to be from the South.
He says a whole generation grew up with Outkast, and for them, last weekend's performances brought back memories of particularly Southern black experiences.
People were running into each other that probably haven't seen each other in years. You know, at one point, I remember Greg Street said something like, raise your hands or make some noise if you've been the Freaknik.
I want y'all to give it up, ATL. We talk about 20 years, 1994 to 2014. Y'all make some noise for my partners, Outkast.
That's V103 DJ Greg Street introducing Outkast from stage on Sunday night. He got that honor because he's been breaking Southern hip hop musicians on the radio for a couple of decades now. Greg Street doesn't think it was a goodbye show. And he says even if it was, Outkast has already given its fans plenty.
What they've already done and the music they've already put out is so big and it means so much to the culture and to the people that it's like the Rolling Stones, it's like Frankie Beverly and Maze. It's like people will come out and watch these guys perform forever.
Street calls the relationship between the city and Outkast genuine and organic. Killer Mike says Atlanta hip-hop is eternally grateful, and Drama remains hopeful that they enjoyed themselves enough this year to do it again. For now, Andre, at least, sounds content.
We're just happy to, as a crew, you know, just to have something to say and to look at people from the city, and, you know, they have pride in their chest and stick their chest out a little bit different now because Atlanta kind of means something.
There's no place like home. Franny Kelly, NPR News.
You don't even have a checking account when thinking about no pension. I used to work at Steak and Ale or Gold off in the kitchen. Had determination and graduating. I got the whole rap world fascinated. I wanted a piece of the pie for me and my family, so I made it. Continue to sell dope. It's paying the bills, so you gon' do it. But legislation got this new policy. Three strikes and you're ruined. Now where your crew went? Yeah.
I'm rippin', dressin', dirty, gon' represent it to the tag top. Born and bred up on the street top, get to the money in the sweet spot. And forever hollin', when we see cops. Rippin', dressin', dirty, gon' represent it to the tag top. Born and bred up on the street top.